The Ministry for the Interior is working out an arrangement with a South African company to bring in different vehicles for all agencies and other ministry, including the Ghana Immigration Service. $200 million is involved in the arrangement, and documents pertaining to that are before the Minister of Finance. The Minister for the Interior, Mark Oyungu, announced this when he paid a working visit to the GIS. Joyce Jechi reports.
The Minister of the Interior, Mark Oyungu, announced on his visit to the Ghana Immigration Service that, when approved by the Minister of Finance, the $200 million deal for vehicles under his ministry will address some of the logistic problems facing the Immigration Service. He also mentioned a request made to recruit more personnel to enhance the operations of the service. Mr. Oyungu called for collaboration with other agencies like Ports, Health Service and SEFS to protect the country's borders. Mr. Oyungu urged them to eschew corruption, which gives the service a bad image. The acting director of the Ghana Immigration Service, GIS, COP Peter Redu, said the service generated about 21 million cedis as revenue for the state during the first half of the year. This was realized through processing fees, fines for breach of relevant immigration laws, and charges for carrier liability, which are non-traditional sources. COP Redu therefore made an appeal.
With an extension in the areas of our core mandate and related operational and administrative activities, the GIS administration has a Herculean challenge of funding these activities out of the 20% IDF retention. It is instructive to say that the 20% of IDF which is retained by the service does not stand as a separate amount of money. We therefore make a special appeal to the Honourable Minister to make appropriate representations to the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning to give a serious consideration to increasing our IDF retention rate.
Other issues COP Redu touched on include outstanding salary payments of officers, amendments and reviews of the GIS establishment law.
Joyce Jechi's report.